All right, it's a Yarbrough, 10:36 now. Jim Brogan is with Brogan Financial. And he has a radio show right here on News Talk 98.7 every Saturday at 9 a.m. More Living with Jim Brogan. Jim, good morning, sir. How long have you had that program on? It's been more than a decade, right?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. It's great to be with you. Yeah, we started that show in the fall of 2005. So this September will be 15 years on the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
Hard to believe.
Wow. What was your expectations when you started it as compared to how it's evolved and where it is now? Because I love how you have financial information, but you also hit on a lot of topical things, too.
You know, my goal, Bob, was always to cover a multitude of topics and just help people with great information that as they age and as baby boomers get closer to retirement and retire, we hit all the different things, lifestyle, health. So you're right, it's not just money. But I always had that vision for the show, so it would be kind of very, very comprehensive. And then as it's evolved, we've just tried to make it better and better. And, you know, if you'd asked me 15 years ago, you know, would I still be on the air? I certainly hoped I would be. And I've been very, very pleased with the growth and the partnership with WOKI and everything that's gone on since then.
Absolutely. Well, it's on the air because people enjoy it. And that's the bottom line. But it's 9 to 10, More Living with Jim Brogan. You can find it right here on News Talk 98.7 Saturday mornings. And congratulations on 15 years. All right, let's jump into some financial things in regards to COVID-19. Of course, unemployment numbers are through the roof these days. The market seems to be rallying. How do those two things coexist?
Isn't it kind of crazy, Bob? I mean, we're at unemployment levels we haven't seen since the Great Depression. And, you know, most economists are forecasting for the second quarter GDP, a contraction of our economy of anywhere from 20 to as much as 35%.
Wow.
And yet the stock market, you know, it had that huge nosedive in March. And then it's recovered half of that loss since then. It's been recovering. So I think what we have to realize is the stock market doesn't just move with the economy. The stock market is looking forward. It's looking forward to where we'll be anywhere from 3 months to as many as 12 months or even longer. So it's trying to kind of project how are we going to come out of this. So what these numbers are telling me, Bob, is that investors – by and large, think that we're going to see a rapid recovery out of this recession. Now, I'm not quite as optimistic as that. People are talking about this V-shaped recovery. We've heard a lot. In other words, it goes down, it hits a point, and then it quickly comes back up like a V. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think we're more like a U. I think this is going to last for a while. Now, if we have more outbreaks, until we get our arms around the healthcare issue, it's hard for me to imagine we're just going to snap back quickly. So it means more uncertainty and volatility in the future. But that's, I think from my vantage point, that's what's going on.
So through the years and from your expert perspective, how accurate has the stock market been on looking ahead 3, 6 months, a year, whatever it might be?
That's a great question. Well, markets like things that are more predictable and certain, and of course markets are uncertain, and so markets don't like when things happen that are unexpected. So sometimes the markets have been pretty good at kind of seeing where things are going. Coming out of the election in 2016, the market saw, you know, the economy growing and expanding with less regulation, lower taxes. I'm not making a political statement. I'm just saying that's what the market saw, and the market was correct on that in terms of how our economy grew. But then there are other times the market's not correct at all. Certainly what's happening right now is nothing the market could have seen. So we had this huge correction and bear market caused by coronavirus. That's what we call a black swan event. We also have this oil crisis or oil price issue. So that's kind of almost like two black swans happening at one time. A black swan event is something that's just completely unexpected and could be catastrophic. So I guess the best answer to your question, Bob, is sometimes markets are pretty accurate and sometimes they're completely inaccurate. And then when the markets get a different result than it expects or gets a lot of unpredictability, then they get very volatile and choppy.
So a lot of stimulus packages, a lot of trillions of dollars being mentioned, being tossed around, being sent out. How concerned are you about those stimulus bills?
Well, I'm concerned in the long term, Bob. I'm not saying that the stimulus is not necessary certainly at some level, because the government basically told us stay at home. Don't open your businesses. Don't go to work, with some exceptions, of course. And, you know, so the government has to step in and help with that. And it hasn't just been the stimulus. It's been the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is just bailing everybody out. And that's going to keep us probably out of a depression. It'll help us probably more than likely recover more quickly than we would have. I'm concerned about the long-term implications, and we have to eventually pay for all of this. So we have to realize we live historically in a very, very low tax environment, and we got two things happening. One, taxes are guaranteed to go up. They're going up in 2026 when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires on the personal level. So we know they're going up in 2026. And when we look further down the road, Bob, 10 years from now, I mean, 10, 15 years, I don't think there's any question, at least in my mind, that we're going to have higher tax rates. I mean, we could sit here and argue what's the best way to fund this long term. But the bottom line is, if you look at most developed countries in the world historically, they start with increased taxes. And so it's an opportunity. What we really need to be thinking about right now is an opportunity from a tax perspective to take advantage of these low income tax rates, knowing that in the future they're likely to be higher, because I think they will be.
Take advantage now while you can, and get set up for what may happen down the road, it seems, is what you're suggesting.
Yes, it's almost like taxes are on sale. You know, they're low now. They're probably going to be higher in the future. Well, we know they're going to be higher in the future in 2026. And when we get deeper into, like, say, the 2030s, they may be a lot higher. So we got to be thinking, how can we take advantage of these low tax rates and position money that down the line is either tax advantaged or tax free?
Jim, what's your definition of long term? Just so we can put that in perspective. When you say long term, what does that mean to you?
Well, when I'm talking about tax rates, I'm talking about 10 or more years.
Okay.
Now, from an investing perspective, I usually am in the area of retirement. I'm usually thinking, you know, 5 to 10 years, because retirees aren't investing for 30 years. They need income now. So I think 5 to 10 years. But when I talk about the long term implications of this economic stimulus, I'm thinking, you know, 10 years from now.
Why are interest rates non-existent? What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, isn't it crazy? We're pretty much near zero, and there's talk of the Federal Reserve, should they go to negative rates?
Wow.
And what does that even mean?
Has that ever happened?
In other words, not in the United States.
Yeah.
It's happened all over. It's happening in other countries. So really, think about what's going on there. If you're a business and you want to borrow money, or you're a bank, and you want to get capital to grow and invest into the economy, the cheaper that capital is, the more you're going to want to access that capital, right? Because you want to grow. And so you want money to then invest and grow, whether you're a bank or a business or whatever. So when the Fed lowers rates like that, the idea is more people can access capital, and it's more inexpensive, and so they can invest more into growth, and the economy can grow. So that's great for people and entities that need capital. In other words, young people who want to buy a house with a mortgage, businesses that want to invest in growth. Borrowing money is cheaper than offering ownership equity stakes. So borrowing is the cheapest way to finance future projects for businesses. So it's great for people that want capital. It's for investors, it's a mixed bag, because on the one hand, it provides more capital for what I just said, which means the markets and the economy are likely to grow in the short, you know, are likely to grow over the next several years. But in the longer term for investors, it's a real challenge, especially for people retirement or getting ready for retirement, because interest rates are so low. And that makes traditional bond investing very, very dangerous, because if rates, only two things can happen. Either rates stay low, in which case bonds aren't paying anything, or rates go up. And, you know, bonds, Bob, move in an opposite direction of interest rates. So if interest rates go up, bonds go down. So bonds could be a very dangerous thing for a 10 or, if I'm looking out 10 years, traditional bonds could be very dangerous. So it has tremendous investment implications. And, you know, older people, as you get closer to retirement, you're not really looking for access to capital. You're not trying to buy a mortgage or expand your business if you're about to retire in 2 years. You're looking to scale everything back. So the investment implications are tremendous.
Jim, what's on the show tomorrow morning? More Living with Jim Brogan here at 9 o'clock.
Well, a couple of things. I'm going to expand on this. How can you create a plan for stability of short-term income with long-term growth? How can you take advantage of low tax rates, take advantage of low interest rates? What is the future for Social Security? So we're going to get into these things in much more detail and give solutions to how you can manage these, what I think are going to be choppy waters over the coming year or two.
Jim, have a great weekend. It's always good to talk to you, sir, and best of luck as we continue to to handle whatever this is going to bring us next. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
A great weekend.
You do the same, my friend. That guy knows his stuff when it comes to the financial side of COVID-19. It's Jim Brogan. He'll be back in tomorrow, 9 till 10, with more Living with Jim Brogan. And you can check online, broganfinancial.com, if you'd like to get some more information or get in touch with Jim, all right?